Up next, a little story about food security in the United States. Well, this week marks the 64th anniversary of sugar rationing in World War II. While the memory of sugar rationing may have faded, Louisiana Congressman Bobby Jindal says it contains a critical lesson on the debate for the 2007 Farm Bill as that heats up.
You know, I hope we remember the very important lessons we should have learned during World War II. We should have learned that America must be able to feed Americans. We should not be, again, in a position where we depend on other countries for food. That's one of the reasons it's so important that we pass a strong farm bill. Without a strong farm bill, our farmers, our American farmers who can compete with any farmers in the world, won't be able to put food on our tables right here in America.
As powerful as the memory of sugar rationing in World War II might be, Jindal says it's clear not all in Congress have learned its lesson.
Look at the attacks on the current farm bill, which has worked so well for farmers, so well for grocery shoppers. Let's look at sugar in specific. You know, it was the first food ration. It was the last food removed from the rationing list after World War II, because at that time, America was so dependent on foreign sugar. Now, some in Congress today want us to be dependent again the way we were during World War II. When you have countries like Thailand, where they had a drought, where Brazil's using its sugar for ethanol, we in America would have to do without. We'd have to scramble to have reliable sugar supplies. There wouldn't be the stability, there wouldn't be the security that comes with having homegrown sugar.
Jindal is a member of the House Homeland Security Committee, and he says food security is every bit as vital to U.S. interest as energy security.
Well, feeding ourselves has to be at the very top of our list of priorities. Given a foreign country command of our kitchen is a great path to instability and a weakness. It's one of the reasons I'm fighting so hard for us to have a strong farm bill, a strong sugar policy. Look what's happening in energy right now. Countries like Iran, Venezuela, Russia, other countries that aren't always friendly to us, control so much of our economy. These countries can determine the price of energy here in America. We're already dependent on parts of the world that aren't always stable for reliable energy. We shouldn't become so reliable on other countries for our food supply.
Even closer to home for Jindal is the importance of the sugar industry to Louisiana, especially as the state continues to recover from last year's devastating hurricanes. Jindal says the consequences, by the way, of a sugar shortage today would be more devastating for Americans than it was in World War II, because sugar is a vital ingredient in nearly everything Americans consume or eat today. The Department of Commerce says sugar-containing products account for more than 70% of all modern-day food manufacturing.